A 17-months-long civil war in Sudan has led to famine, mass displacement, and human rights violations, including sexual violence and the use of children soldiers by all sides, according to findings from a United Nations fact-finding mission, which is calling for an arms embargo on Sudan. Mohamed Chandem Othman is chair of the United Nations fact-finding mission.
Starving the parties of arms and ammunition, including new supplies of ammunition and arms, will help in slowing down their appetite for hostilities.
There's a current arms embargo in Darfur region, but the experts say soldiers with allied militias and two main rivals, Sudanese Armed Forces, SAF, and Rapid Support Forces, RSF, all act with impunity in other regions like the capital of Khartoum. Joy Ngozi Azilio is one of the investigators on the mission. She says RSF in particular is using sexual violence.
Victims recounted being attacked in their homes, beaten, lashed, and threatened with death or harm to their relatives or children before being raped by more than one perpetrator. They were also subjected to sexual violence while seeking shelter from attacks or fleeing. We also found evidence of women being subjected to sexual slavery after being abducted by RSF members.
They also charge RSF with ethnically targeting non-Arabs in Western Darfur, committing rape, torture, murder, and pillage. Experts say the warring parties have also hampered the delivery of humanitarian aid to a civilian population facing famine. Their investigation found warring parties are also using children soldiers. Mona Rishmawi is a UN investigator.
SAF is mobilizing, and sometimes it's mobilizing in schools. But its allied forces have been recruiting children and have been using children in combat. And that's where the distinction that you find in our report. It is much more systematic and widespread on the base by RSF.
That's why the panel of human rights experts is calling on the international community to establish a peacekeeping force in Sudan, either under the purview of the United Nations or a regional body. Again, Shande Othman, chair of the fact-finding mission to Sudan.
The gravity of our findings and failure of the warring parties to protect civilians underscores the need for urgent and immediate intervention. Our report, therefore, calls and recommends for the deployment of an independent, impartial force to protect civilians in the country. The people of Sudan have suffered greatly, and the violations against them must stop. This cannot be done without ending the fighting, and all efforts must therefore be invested in reaching a sustainable ceasefire that would also enable the effective delivery of much-needed humanitarian assistance.
Since Sudan's civil war began nearly a year and a half ago, conflict has spread to 14 out of Sudan's 18 states, leaving 8 million Sudanese internally displaced and more than 2 million forced to flee to neighboring countries. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.